Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
We are breaking with convention here on After Hours. In fact, we are breaking the rules that we set for ourselves. We generally do not use a piece of production more than once. And by production, I mean this montage of music and Dan Campbell and maybe a little bit of me mixed in. Yeah, we like to mix those up. We have dozens of them. And if you listen to the show long enough, you may recognize a few here or there. But producer Jay came into the studio a minute ago and said, "Can I use the Dan Campbell open again?"
And that's fine.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. He is awesome. I am so psyched for the Lions to be in the sunlight, as he calls it. He meant the spotlight, but he calls it
the
sunlight. Yeah, even though the game's at night, it doesn't matter. It makes perfect sense to me, Dan Campbell. Season opener. The NFL is officially back, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Travis Kelce missed it. So did Chris Jones. Is that why the Chiefs did not have the same bite to their offense? Is that why the Chiefs could not stop the Lions on their come-from-behind fourth-quarter drive? I mean, it is Jared Goff, after all. We're going to get into all of the moments, the turning points from the very first game of the NFL season. But you know, there's a Sunday that's coming. Sunday's coming, baby! We have brought back our most popular poll, the After Hours Game of the Week. You can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter. And it's always tough right off the top because every game features questions and storylines and new faces in a lot of places. There are brand new quarterbacks, whether rookies, we know there are three of them that are starting this year, or whether it's just a different quarterback, a new quarterback that stepped up or that's come in. So yeah, it's really hard to pick apart and select four games that could be the After Hours Game of the Week. I'm kind of glad the Lions and Chiefs are not part of it, though I'm not sure anybody would have picked that one. We've got a couple of division rivalries, and here's the secret. 7 of the 8 teams in the poll come from the AFC. The secret's out. The AFC, at least now, we think will feature much more scintillating matchups and incredible drama. But I don't know. We better give the Lions some credit. So the poll is up, again, on Twitter or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you are a procrastinator, and I am the queen, I'm the queen of the peas, the queen procrastinator, well, we do have a little bit of time left for you to join us on Survivor Island. We actually had to add a third island to the archipelago because the first two islands were full. That's never happened. So if you were unable to join before because the islands were completely booked, well, there's a brand new link. I'm going to retweet it again here, A-Law Radio. It's also on our Facebook page, pinned to the top of our Facebook page, so it's really easy to find. You've got until Sunday before kickoff. After that, you are locked out. After that, even if you were so close to the island, you're swimming with the sharks. And then if you missed our latest YouTube video, we give you the new teams that will make the playoffs in 2023. Could, in fact, the Lions be on our stairway to seven? We gave you seven new teams that will make the playoffs in 2023. There is one notable omission. I can't tell you what it is. There's another that features a coach who talks about urinating down his leg. My mom heard that and had no idea what I was talking about. She thought I came up with that all by myself. She said, why would you use that phrase, urinating down a leg? And then she writes, ew. Anyway, Mike Tomlinisms, they reign supreme. My mom's never heard of him, but we use them all the time. So yes, there may be a Steelers feature. And then Jay and I actually were of one accord. The top team on our stairway to seven that we believe will make the playoffs that did not make it last year, you're just going to have to check out the video. Go straight to our YouTube channel. Jay is thrilled, by the way. Not only is it a freaky, free-for-all football Friday, but we've got a ton of new subscribers to YouTube because I tell you, Jay loves it. It's like a new Christmas present or birthday present, even though we're not close to either one of those things.
That's what makes it better. A little tease.
It's just a gift to producer Jay. That's all it is. So yeah, we've given you our teams, our predictions. You can check them out and then respond with your own. All right. I think we've covered it all. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. In case you were expecting the Detroit Lions to wait, see, watch, dip their toe in the water, and take the pulse of the room or the stadium, as it were, at Arrowhead. Yeah, no, that's not Dan Campbell's personality. And he's definitely leery of the hype train. Remember, he told us in preseason that he wants his team to ignore the hype train.
The hype train.
The problem is, after Thursday Night Football and after the way that the Lions, I don't want to say they came out, after the way that the Lions responded on their second drive, they were on the verge of a second consecutive three and out. They chose to pivot and came up with a play that, yeah, attracted a lot of attention. And once again, we'll keep them riding the hype train.
Jack Fox to punt. Richie James back deep for Kansas City. They fake it. Lions try to keep it. I don't know if they got it. They did.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Lions fake it. They snapped it to the up man. And they get the first down. Jalen Reeves-Maven in there behind that line. The surge was just enough to get him out to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of three and a first down for Detroit. How about Dan Campbell and Dave Phipp rolling the dice early?
Look, that's something that Phipp and I had talked about, and we knew there was going to be a right time to do it, and I felt like that was the right time to do it.
Yeah, on their second drive. Pinned at their 17-yard line, they decide this is the right time to go for the fake punt. And they do it, a direct snap for three rushing yards. And Detroit turns that second chance into the very first score of the NFL season.
Goff steps up to his line, checks his protection. He's going to work out of the gun with Montgomery to his right. Play clock at five. Goff leans in. There's the snap. Jared back, looking, throwing, middle, caught, first down, touchdown, Detroit Lions! Oh, baby, Amon-Ra St. Brown!
That's the great Dan Miller on Lions Radio. It just sounds so good. It's part of my soul, NFL play-by-play.
Oh, baby!
So here's the funny part. I kind of feel like if the Detroit Lions score the very first touchdown of the 2023 season, it is a sign. It's a sign to buckle the heck up because it's going to be a wild ride this year. Yeah, NFL kickoff. The Lions with the very first score, and it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. Of course, this is Arrowhead. It's Chiefs Kingdom, and they are still the defending Super Bowl champs.
Chiefs 3-4 on third down. They have third down and goal here. At the 1 yard line, Mahomes out throws it left, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, Rashee Rice with the touchdown, and the Chiefs have their first TD of the year. Mahomes with the pocket, patient, and finds the SMU rookie. First down and goal to go at the four. Chiefs have one timeout left. 37 seconds. Game tied at 7. Mahomes takes the snap. Set on to near side. Caught. Touchdown. Kansas City. Wichita, Kansas. Taste the sweet nectar of the end zone. Blake Bell. Only his second career touchdown. And the Chiefs take the lead at 13-7.
So you could have had Amon-Ra St. Brown pegged as the guy who would score first for this NFL season. And maybe, just maybe, there was a prop bet out there somewhere on Blake Bell actually scoring a touchdown. Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio. Yeah, Kansas City answers with the typical flair. Despite not having Travis Kelce, Mahomes is spreading the ball around. He hits 8 different targets, despite the drops. In the first half, he hits 8 different targets. He runs for a couple of first downs himself, including a 16-yard scamper. He uses a rookie in Rashee Rice to catch the very first touchdown pass. And then he also goes to the little-used Blake Bell. Of course, that's Andy Reid. That is now Matt Nagy, who's the offensive coordinator in the absence of Eric Bieniemy. And that is Patrick Mahomes. So they're up 14-7 at the break, but it wasn't long until you saw a crack in the dam for Kansas City.
Mahomes out of the gun. He's got it, wants to throw. Mahomes back, throws. It is incomplete. Yes. Picked off. Picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side. He's going, baby. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Deflected in the air. Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back. The Lions are an extra point away from tying this game.
Little bit of a showcase for a pair of rookies. First round and second round, Jahmyr Gibbs. We got to see his first action for the Lions, and it was great versatility, the speed, the explosiveness. A lot of fun to watch this guy this year. And remember, the Lions surprised a lot of people when they took him with their pick in the first round. But how about the second round pick from Alabama, Brian Branch, who gets a ball that's deflected off the hands of Kadarius Toney. Oh, that would be a theme. And takes it 50 yards to the house and ties the game at 14. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, the second half was a whole lot of sputtering. Whole lot of frustration for the Chiefs offense. They go 0-for-7 on third down. Who knows when the last time that happened at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs go 0-for-7 on third down. They've got the pick six, just the third of Patrick's career. And they only manage a pair of field goals, which mean the game is wide open for the taking. Now, you may not think highly of Jared Goff, but with the pressure ratcheted up, it didn't even need to be flexed. The game was on national TV. They're trailing by 6. They're trying to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, keep the Chiefs offense on the sidelines. Instead, it's Jared Goff who's making waves and pushing the team down the field.
Goff is going to work empty out of the gun. Lions from their own 23. Goff takes the shotgun snap. He's back, sets in the pocket, looks, hit as he throws over the middle. It is caught. Reynolds first down across the 40 at the 41. Josh Reynolds, that ball was behind him, but he adjusted his body and made the grab. And the Lions come up big on 3rd and 12. They pick up 18. Goff play action fake. Got time in the pocket. Looking. Throws. It is caught inside the 35. He's free at the 25. It is down the right sideline. Josh Reynolds inside the 15. And Reynolds to the 14-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for the Lions. That was a nice run after the catch that time by Josh Reynolds for 33 yards.
Yeah, the Josh Reynolds show was in full effect there in the fourth quarter. He converts a 3rd and 12, and you hear Dan Miller say the ball was behind him, so a good adjustment, and then has a 33-yard catch and run to set up a rushing touchdown by one David Montgomery. Puts the Lions ahead with the extra point, 21-20, 7 minutes to go. I asked this question earlier. Raise your hand if you thought the Lions were going to protect that lead, and that would be the last score of the game. At Arrowhead against the Super Bowl champions, when we know darn well Patrick Mahomes flourishes with the more pressure that's on his shoulder, the more pressure for the Chiefs. Oh, yeah, that's his favorite thing. The Chiefs love to come from behind. They actually consider it insulting if you don't build a lead at Arrowhead just so they can show you what they're made of. Except that's not what happened. Yeah, pretty impressive. Even after, so the next drive, there was a 3 and out. Chiefs punt. Even after Kansas City's defense stuffed the Lions on fourth down, I don't know, don't ask me why they're going for it on fourth down. It seems like Dan Campbell was looking for the knockout blow. He was essentially trying to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, which makes sense, but kind of a risk there. So they go for it on fourth down. The Chiefs stop them, give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Well, of course, this time, this is when it's going to happen.
Here we go. Lions leading by one, 2:09 to play. Fourth and 25, Kansas City from their own 30-yard line. There's the snap to Mahomes. He's back. Mahomes stepping up, being chased, rolling to his left, looking, lobs it downfield. It is incomplete. Lions will take over on downs, no flags. With 2 minutes to go in the game, they got him off his mark that time. They forced him out of the pocket. He rolled to his left. He was running out of room, and he just had to throw it back the other way. So with 2 minutes to play in this game, the Lions lead it by one, and they've got the football at the Kansas City 30.
It was designed to complete the son of a gun. It didn't work that way, but, I mean, we were trying to, you know, the best we could to get a completion, keep things going.
So someone asked Andy Reid why he was going for it on fourth and long with about 2 minutes to go. And he says, well, we were designed to have a completion there. Going to complete the son of a gun. That's not exactly what happened. But come on. That never seems like a bad idea when Patrick Mahomes has the football. But for some reason, they were pretty terrible in the second half offensively. And his wide receivers had a lot to do with it. So did Aiden Hutchinson. So did the pressure of the Lions. Not only did the Lions' offensive line keep Jared Goff from getting hit again, it's been eons since Jared Goff has even smelled the breath of a defensive pass rusher. But the Lions also got to Patrick Mahomes. They pressured him. They rushed him. Hutchinson himself had 3 hits on the QB. So, yeah, in the trenches, this was the Lions' show. And, of course, the dropped passes were an issue. We'll hear from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes on them coming up. But, Dan Campbell, what did you learn about your Lions in week one?
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces to that resilient team. So, we're built to handle some stuff, and we did that today against a very good opponent.
We're built to handle some stuff, he said. What does that mean? We're built to handle some, maybe he meant a different word, but he couldn't say a different word.
We're built to handle some stuff.
It's so vague. We're built to handle some stuff. All right. We'll let you hear a little more reaction to the very first game of the NFL season. It was so glorious to see it, to hear it, to feel it. The buzz, the hype train running through my living room. Actually, right in the middle of this game, well, middle of the second quarter, there was an accident outside my house. I hear this crash. And a real thud, a heavy thud. It actually, I wouldn't say it shook the house, but I could feel it inside the house. An SUV ran a stop sign and got hit by a car that had the right of way and actually flipped over. So as it gets to halftime, I think, okay, well, there's all these emergency vehicles on my street, fire truck, multiple ambulances, and law enforcement police cars, and my entire neighborhood, like that whole corner of the neighborhood, there's like four corners that come together there, all out in the street.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah. I thought that might be rude and impolite, but I guess they were just showing concern. So I joined the crowd. Penny and I joined the crowd. Actually, Penny didn't like it. It was too bright. There were too many cars out there, so she turned and ran back to the house. But yeah, the SUV was lying on its roof. It was upside down on its roof. Thankfully, they got everybody out. But that was what happened. Forget the excitement and the buzz of football. That's what happened during the second quarter in my neighborhood. Seriously, the sound of a car accident is, yeah, it can be jarring. Thankfully, everybody was okay. And I got back to football. Actually, at one point, I said to my neighbors, okay, I have to go back to work. I went back in the house. Gradually, everybody disappeared. So, yes, the drop passes were an issue, Kadarius Toney. And what about Travis Kelce? Take the After Hours Game of the Week on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page. Check out our new YouTube video in honor of football because, well, we didn't actually miss you, football, because you never went away. But welcome back, NFL regular season.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
This receiver trio is just is scary, and it does start with Scary Terry himself. There, he's good, man. And I, it's just, can we get normal quarterback play for this guy
for
once in his career? Because you're right. I mean, yeah, no shade to ODU's finest Taylor Heinicke, but he was literally a backup quarterback in the XFL, and he's probably the best player that Washington has rolled out at quarterback in Terry's career.
Subscribe to Reception Perception, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I formation behind Goff. It is third and two from the Kansas City 22. Goff up under center. Takes the snap, turns, gives to Montgomery over the left side. He darts down low, gets the first down inside the 20. It is going to be first and 10 Lions. The Chiefs have burned their final timeout, but they're not going to have enough time left on that clock with 1:42 to go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Not only did the Lions stop the Chiefs on their own field, late game situation, up by one. They prevent Patrick Mahomes twice from extending drives, but then they pick up their own first down and keep the ball away from Mahomes in the very last seconds to seal their season opening win. Dan Miller with the calls on Lions radio. There was clapping in the background in the booth. I don't think the Lions were going to fly under the radar anyway, but this is an indication that a lot of people, at least initially, a lot of people who were piling on the Lions hype train or the Lions bandwagon feel a little bit validated. I wouldn't worry about the Chiefs too much. Not that they like to lose. Patrick Mahomes actually said he was embarrassed by this loss, his first time in a season opener. But they do have a lot of new people, and that does include some new receivers. Now, Rashee Rice actually had a touchdown. Kadarius Toney's not new. He was with the team last year. He caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, for heaven's sakes. But, boy, he and the other receivers struggled to hang on to the football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Six dropped passes by the Chiefs receivers last night.
It's unusual for us to drop that many passes anywhere, anytime. So, We'll go back and work on that. But you got to take care of business, and these guys know that, and so we've got to fix that.
I have trust in KT. He missed a lot of training camp. Obviously, he wanted to play and fought rehab hard so he could play. And stuff's not always going to go your way. Obviously, he would have wanted to catch a few of those in the game, but I have trust that he's going to be that guy that I go to in those crucial moments, and he's going to make the catch and win us some seasons like he did last year. So we're going to continue to work him in, get him more and more reps, and I'm sure that those drops will kind of disappear.
Yeah, it is the first game of the season, but to only score 20 points and no touchdowns in the second half of a game that's on your field when your fans are ratcheted up to Mach 7 because you're unfurling another Super Bowl banner, just seems like this would be an opportunity to flex your muscles. All right, so reality check is what Mahomes said.
It'll be good for the young guys to know that we're not going to just kind of walk in and win the game. You're going to have to play. You're going to play good football. We're going to play every team's best shot. I've preached it to them all preseason, but they know now. And we're going to go to Jacksonville next week, and that's going to be a good football team. So hopefully guys learn from it, get better, and this one loss doesn't turn into two. It's embarrassing for me to lose any time. Like I had said after the ring ceremony, I'd moved on to the next season. Obviously, it's cool for the fans to be able to see the banner and drop it at Arrowhead Stadium. But this is a whole new year, and I think I know that, and we're trying to win another Super Bowl, and this is obviously not the way we wanted to start. And so anytime I lose, I'm embarrassed, and so I'm going to try to get better so I don't lose more as the season goes on.
How about that? That is your two-time MVP, two-time Super Bowl winner as your quarterback, and the man's embarrassed by a loss to start the season at home. Anytime we lose, I'm embarrassed. That means he takes it personally. Oh, man, you can't ask for anything better than a guy who's as talented as he is, but is still as motivated as he is. And that was one of the things that Tom Brady always talked about. His desire to win never waned. Never waned. Not with 1, 2, 3, 4 Super Bowl rings. Not with 5, not with 6. Certainly not with 6, because then he had the chance to do it somewhere else. That competitive fire, even in his mid-40s, was still shining brighter than a lot of guys who are half his age. And Mahomes has that. He takes it personally.
I'm be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means.
What about not having Travis Kelce, Andy Reid?
No excuses at all. I mean, we've got guys that can play. We're right there to take care of business, you know. And, you know, they got us on special teams and continue the drive. They got us on the tip ball. So, I mean, listen, it's unusual for the guys that drop the ball to drop the ball. I mean, that's not what I've seen from them, and I wouldn't expect them to do that. So you do that, you take care of business there, and you'll be all right.
We expected to win this game. You know, we came in here, and we knew what we needed to do, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we did that. And really what it means is that's one.
Take it out of the microphone.
So we got to clean up our issues that hurt us on some stuff today and be ready for Seattle in 10 days. And that's what it is.
How about that? Kind of sweet when you play on the season opening Thursday night game, you then end up with this mini bye and you don't have to play now for another 10 days. Although I suspect that if you're the Lions, you're anxious to get back on the field because it went well. I mean, was it perfect? No, but it's week number one. First season opening victory for Detroit since 2017. Could this be a new era in Detroit, in Motor City? A lot of people pointing at the Lions. Hayden Hutchinson, he was the pass rush for the Lions last night, but a one-man wrecking crew. And yeah, really thrilled with the fans who were so vocal.
Hey, Lions fan base, y'all showed out today, man. Y'all showed out today. It was a great game, great win, great way to start off the season, man. We got some of our let's go. We got some of our loyal fans right up here. Big dub, big win. See you next week.
He is one of my favorites, man. That guy has got a motor. It never stops. And the gaps that he goes through, the spaces that he finds. I mean, some really good pass rushers in the NFL. Can he end up being one of the best? Are we looking at a future defensive player of the year in Aiden Hutchinson? All right, take the poll. After Hours Game of the Week. It's back, baby. You know what else? We haven't done our AFC QB news yet, and this QB news features a significant bottom line, and I mean some Monopoly money. It has happened again, you guys. Also, before the end of the show, we love Mike Tomlin around here. We think we smell what he's stepping in. We do. Sometimes, though, I'm curious about the words and the phrases that he uses. Well, that actually extends to his locker room as well. We'll explain. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Got it!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
Hand off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
If you missed the NFC version, including Jared Goff, it was just before the top of last hour, so roughly an hour ago. This is the AFC version, and of course, we have to start with the bombshell news that was dropped just before kickoff to the NFL season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Joe Burrow is now the highest paid player in NFL history. He and the Bengals reached an agreement on a 5-year, $275 million extension. And get this, $219 million of it is fully guaranteed. He'll be making $55 million per year. That's the average annual value, which is also a record. And so months of negotiations are over. Cincinnati certainly wants him to be a Bengal for life, and he feels the same.
This is where I want to be. This is where I want to be my whole career. We're working towards making that happen. You've seen what the front office has done and what Zach has done in their time here. And, you know, I'm a small part of that. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that. And we have great people in the locker room that grind every day that, you know, are excited to go and showcase their talents and excited to do it in the city of Cincinnati. You know, we have the best fans. And so this is where I want to be.
Just hours before the contract was announced, Joe Burrow telling people, yeah, this is where I want to be for my entire career. And we're working toward making that happen. Little did we know it would drop right before kickoff. So congratulations to Joe Burrow and the Chargers, of course, or not the Chargers, excuse me, the Bengals, of course. I was thinking about Justin Herbert, thinking ahead. He was briefly the highest paid player in NFL history. Before that, Jalen Hurts was the highest paid player in NFL history. And before that, it was Lamar Jackson. It's kind of funny to think about the fact that Patrick Mahomes is now underpaid by NFL quarterback standards. All right, moving forward with our news. It's Bengals and Browns this weekend, a battle in the AFC North, and we will see Deshaun Watson week one for Cleveland, and he believes that they've got just as good an opportunity as anyone else in the league.
My time in Houston, we had some big, big goals and dreams that we want to do. And I think people realize that we can compete with some of the top teams because the teams that we had in Houston, we had opportunities, but we didn't stay healthy a lot of times and a lot of moving parts. So, you know, it didn't go our way. But I think this year is a fresh year. It's a new year, and it's a lot of newness to this offense and defense. So it's very exciting, not just for the fans and the media, but for ourselves too.
Dog Pound hosting the Cincinnati Bengals coming up in week number one. A lot of people think that's the toughest division in football. Well, certainly the Steelers are a force to be reckoned with this year, no doubt. And Kenny Pickett's been named the only offensive captain for Pittsburgh.
I take a lot of pride in it. It's something I don't take lightly. I'm really proud to be the captain of this offense, this team, and the quarterback of this team. I just want to do everything I can to put us in the best position to win.
Steelers with TJ Watt, Niners with Nick Bosa. That is definitely a highlight on the week one schedule. It's actually my pick for game of the week. The poll is up on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page.
It gives you that tingle.
All right, turning our attention to another game of the week candidate, Tua Tagovailoa. He's back. He's thicker. He's more durable. He wants to avoid taking hits and certainly wants to stay on the field the entire season. And he's looking around his locker room, recognizing they're a great mix and they're ready to go. Maybe a division title in the AFC East.
Some guys come from, you know, a different team, and this is a new system for them. Some guys have been here for some time, and the guys are just really excited to go out there and showcase their skills against a really good team.
Yeah, that may include Tyreek Hill gunning for 2,000 yards. He would be the first receiver ever to cross that threshold in the NFL. But it's just week one, and it's not all happening in week number one. The AFC East, Patriots considered the worst of the four teams in that division. Tom Brady will be honored as the Patriots host the Eagles on Sunday. And Mac Jones considers Brady to be an incredible source of wisdom and experience.
The learning experiences that just from like film and things like that, and then obviously getting the chance to talk with him a little bit. He's definitely a great player, has done everything right here, won a lot of games, won a lot of championships. So I'm really looking forward to having him here. I think it'll be great juice in the stadium and for us just play our game and focus on what we can control. And I'm definitely really appreciative of him, his team, and everybody. So
vanilla. You can tell he came from the Nick Saban system, but that's exactly what Bill Belichick wants. And yeah,
as long as they're food.
Tom Brady casts a long shadow, to be sure. Josh Allen, okay, we know that he doesn't want to run the ball as much this season. He does have another goal, too.
Our goal is to go 1-0. And
well,
it starts with, the ball, taking care of the football and making sure that we're not giving them short fields and giving them good possessions. You know, making sure that we're trying to end every drive in a kick, whether it's a field goal, PAT, or a punt.
And by them, he means the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers, remember I told you there would be at least 10 nationally televised appearances for the Jets with Aaron, and this is the first one, week one, Monday Night Football. Bills heading into MetLife, and Aaron Rodgers expects to have a visceral reaction when he steps on the field.
A lot of sobbing, probably.
Oh, heavens.
I mean, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be excited. Be excited to be out there with the crowd, see the crowd out there early, hopefully. You know, get all the jitters out of the way probably in pregame and go out and just try and execute.
I think that's Aaron's way of saying, ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. So, yes, it is one of our games of the no, it's not. Wait, yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Okay, yes, it is. Bills and Jets. How could we leave them out? That's coming up on Monday. It'll be something to look forward to
cap. It's hard to cancel me.
Week number one. Oh, please. Jacksonville, the defending AFC South title winners, and on the road at the Indianapolis Colts. And is it true now that Jacksonville is considered an experienced team, a team with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence working together for year number two that's a force to be reckoned with?
Being in the system, you just know more, you can react faster, you can play faster, you communicate better with the guys around you. So I think that gives you confidence too. Obviously, the way we finished the year, that gives us confidence, but it's a new season and that doesn't carry over. You know, everyone starts in the same spot at the beginning of the year. So you can't think that it's going to be like that. You know, you got to go out and earn it. And I think we also have confidence from the training camp that we've had, the OTAs, how we've worked, all that plays into it. But now we get to go play for real and, you know, see what we got, see what type of team we are, and prove it on the field.
Ugh, I would have taken him as my fantasy quarterback, but nobody was left except for Aaron Rodgers. Again, I waited too long. I don't think I can stomach too much.
I'm
fantasy.
Offended.
Yeah, no, me too. By the lack of fantasy stats, Aaron Rodgers. But we're talking about the AFC South now, okay? And Ryan Tannehill is healthy again. Could the Titans put up a fight and try to take the division title back? Oh.
Every year it's like this. You know, you have so much time to prepare. You never really know what they're going to throw at you. They've had all offseason to kind of scheme up something and try to hit you with it, you know. So you never really know exactly what you're going to get. Obviously, you have an idea, but there's always some wild cards thrown in.
Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans are on the road at the New Orleans Saints, who have Derek Carr as their QB. And I'm really excited to see how that looks initially. Actually, can't wait to see Mike Thomas back on the field. I hope that he's healthy. We will not see Alvin Kamara, of course, because he's got the 3-game suspension. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, a couple of other things that were headlines on Thursday. We already did the Justin Jefferson wanting to play with Kirk Cousins as his quarterback and stay in Minnesota. Now, that would mean Kirk would have a new contract. It would also mean that Jefferson would have a new contract. And right now, a lot of people starting to buzz about an extension for Jefferson.
Of course, I would want a contract to be done, but at the end of the day, it's all up to them and what the ownership want to do with that.
would it matter to you if they keep talking during the season?
Again, that's up to them. My focus is on playing football and doing something that I'm good at. So I'm good at being on that field and catching the football, and that's what I continue to do.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. He is still in his rookie deal, and at 24 years old, he's worth the money that they would pay him. He's under contract for two more years, but this season, not even $2.5 million. So compare that to the top receivers in football and think about that he's already amassed more yards in three seasons as a wideout than any other receiver in history in his first 3 years of his career. He's closing in on 5,000 receiving yards in three seasons. And because he's under his rookie deal, he's very affordable. Now, in 24, the end of his rookie deal, the money would jump up to nearly $20 million. But you would think at that point, the Vikings would want to have an extension. They don't want him to go away. The franchise tag, let's hope it doesn't get to that point. I don't think it will because he's so valuable. One more receiver that I want you to hear from before we hit the top of the hour, and he has nothing to do with money, has nothing to do with anything on the field, actually. We got to thank Colton, who works in the newsroom here at CBS Sports Radio. He's a huge Steelers fan, and he drew our attention to the Steel Here podcast, in which Deontay Johnson is talking about his favorite Mike Tomlinisms.
He got a bunch of them. He'd be like, yeah, we do not care how you got here. Like, for real, like, we do not care how you got here. Together, we all eat. Don't be a burger flipper.
What the hell is that? That's one we've never heard. We never heard that one.
Oh, my. When he said that, it's like, don't put junior varsity stuff on film. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't be a burger flipper. So, little stuff like that. What else?
What does this mean when he says, we got red paint, we're going to paint the barn red?
Yeah, I never quite understood that. I'm scared. I think, I don't know, because like, he told me, like, if it's evil, I'm all for it. Like, he told me, like, little stuff like that.
KP told us last week that he had to look up one of them, something about getting caught in the minutia or something. KP's like, I had no idea what it even meant. I had to look it up.
Don't get caught in the minutia, something like that. There's so many sayings. We're like, what? But it's funny, though.
Deontay Johnson on the Steel Here podcast. I love it. Well, don't get caught up in the minutia. That might be something that you don't hear as much anymore. But the don't be a burger flipper. Why can't we get Tomlin saying that? Don't be a burger flipper. I love that. Steel Here is Jersey Jerry and Kevin Adams for Steelers football. And we're off. How about that? 4 hours flying by, our first football show of the weekend. Don't forget, you can vote for the After Hours Game of the Week. It's officially back, so check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or show Twitter on Facebook, too. We've got our first Sunday Night Football Blitz coming up after week number one. Can't wait. Can't wait!
I just love Pat P.
Have a great weekend. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Boom!